This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January the 14th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the printed agenda was draft advisory opinion 2015-13, Senator Harry Reid. That has been withdrawn. Commissioner Hunter?
Thank you. Even though it's been withdrawn, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm delighted also to be able to work with you and the Vice Chair. I've enjoyed working with both of you in the past and look forward to a fresh start. Regarding the advisory opinion, I know it's been withdrawn. It's still on the agenda, so I just wanted to make comment on the letter that we received this morning from the requester, Mr. Mark Elias, about the Reid AO. 2 points. One, the letter characterizes the request as a routine advisory opinion request. I respectfully disagree. I don't think this was routine. The commenter note or the requester notes that a lot of the reliance for this was on the Kerry AO, which, as we discussed in the last public meeting, that was an unusual AO. I think we can all agree on that, at least to the extent of the last part of the AO where it says this AO is really just for this person. I don't have the exact sentence in front of me, but as I said at the last public meeting, I think that is contrary to the statute. I would definitely not have voted for that portion of the AO. With respect to the broader portion of Kerry, I also think that that's a tenuous legal statement and probably wouldn't have voted for that at the time. However, I had come to the conclusion that I would have supported a yes draft in the Reid AO with some edits, which I'll mention in a minute, for the reason that I don't think it, in Mr. Elias's comment, was that many people are relying on either the Kerry AO or some version of it, and we have been permissive on personal use here at the Commission. I agree with all of that, and decided that it was probably best to go forward and say yes in this request, and if the Commission decided to change their personal the rules in this regard, it would be better to do via rulemaking, particularly if the Commission becomes more regulatory. So that's where I was headed. With respect to the edits to Draft A, my intention with those was to ensure that other former members of Congress who were similarly situated would also be able to avail themselves of the protection of the AO. So I didn't think that the fact that Senator Reid was the majority leader or that he had been there for a long time was the only reason that he should have been able to use these funds. That was a relevant factor with respect to how long he was going to be able to use them. And so he is different in that regard for being able to go beyond the 6 months. But I was willing to go forward and the opposite of the broad regulatory impulse that's stated in the letter. I just don't think that was not a fair characterization of the way that at least I was headed. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hunter.